Hello. I found at home today a short note, or not really a story, of all my memories of something that was called the, and still is called, the Avenue. This avenue is an avenue, a straight road, and on either side there are huge trees. So see ahead of you this long avenue of majestic old oak trees. These giant trees were evenly placed to follow either side of an old original Roman road. Straight, narrow, no bends. This avenue, once seen, not forgotten. It's beautiful. Just visualise, maybe it's the start of autumn. The leaves starting to turn. Pairs of spreading trees spaced just enough for the branches to spread. But not crowded, too crowded for the next pair along. And at the start of this avenue is an old pub. Its name, the Bladebone. Named for a prehistoric bone that was found where the avenue begins. This pub is very old also, and the avenue, I loved the avenue when I lived in England. I used to travel this avenue very, very often in the bus, and at the beginning of the avenue, as it was for me, because it was one of my first stops when I was on my way to our nearest city, there's the Bladebone pub, and there was a post office, a telephone box, a small butcher's, a really, really nice place, and then this magical journey. It always was at the top of a double decker to sit and be up high with these incredible trees. The avenue and the place is now, has become quite famous, because when Princess Kate joined the royal family, the place she came from was Bucklebury, which the Bladebone and the post office was one of the places, and the butcher shop where she and her family would go to. And so when I've been in America quite a long time, and it was when I was there, Bucklebury was completely unknown. I lived in the poor half of Bucklebury, but it was, nobody knew where it was or what it was. But now it's incredibly famous because of Princess Kate's family. And when she bought all this to the news, it was so wonderful for me to see this beautiful little place that remained in my memory so much. One other thing about the avenue was that the story went that occasionally, I don't know how often, occasionally some people had seen a headless horseman riding between the trees down the road. I had come home and been on that road many, many times in the dark, and was never privy to a headless horseman. So just one of the old stories that go along with very old things. And I thought that I would like to use, as I was looking at the notes I made about the avenue, that it's quite very similar. The oaks could be used for me to describe how our journey is from when we come into into this world, and as we progress along life, because these mighty oak trees have held this place for over 100 years, and they're just beyond words to describe. I think the avenue is probably about a mile long, this one straight Roman road. So see these trees, and some have roots that are above the ground, curled and bent, reaching far and wide and very deep into the earth. There are as many branches or roots spreading into the earth as there are reaching high to the sky. Dense leaves just turning from green to the shades of autumn. Acorns long gone. Still some of the acorn cups, though strewn around, left by the busy squirrels. As the avenue of trees spread their branches wide and the autumn leaves fall, maybe a shower of raindrops on the leaves, creating small droplets. And as they drip to earth from inside your being, you have made a space in you that has opened to begin to release stagnant blocked memories and lies. Just as everything that's inside these trees seep out through the sap and through the leaves and the branches and the trunk and is dispersed into the atmosphere, a space inside you as you relax has just opened up. And as you rest between the avenue of trees, a slight breeze rustles through those fallen leaves. Maybe you see a magical stream of leaves that has blown in front of your face. In your mind's eye, those leaves drift on the breeze around the trunk of the tree before they settle on the ground. Let's sit a while. There is a fallen tree that will make quite a nice seat for you for a bit. As we look at the avenue stretching in front of us, we can visualize that metaphor for our life. From these hundreds of years of oak wisdom. And they're here to share their wisdom to help us decipher why and how us humans labor so in life. Life is really just that journey, life school, earth school. The beginnings, the learning, putting selective learnings and beliefs into action, juggling and dropping, then picking up again, on the trek to maturity and longevity. And just like this avenue of trees, the trees suffer trauma, as do we. And trauma processes in sensory ways, just as the avenue. The growth is almost invisible. It just happens because we are used to its creeping tentacles moving with us. Those trees I saw many, many, many times and was never conscious of the fact that they obviously were still growing and spreading wider and larger. It just happened as our lives happen. It just does. This avenue has seen and felt massive storms, and then many small nicks and chops, carvings and prunings. Just as we have these little nicks and nicks and cuts and all sorts of things that happen to us in this journey of life. So from your resting, calm viewpoint now, let's explore the avenue and the trees of life. And as we observe from these oaks, survival takes strength and fortitude. As we travel down the avenue, we can adjust our life just as the towering oaks do. The first oak is parallel to what our physical grounding was and is, deep, deep roots for a steady foundation to support our growth in life through storms, flooding, droughts. Shifts occur, but roots regenerate, strengthen, spread deeper and wider with age. Deep reds, brown, rusty earth colours. Fertilize and feed. There's damp air creating a mist around these beautiful trees. And we see the next towering oak, which represents our entry from the womb to the universe. So from a warm, safe place, we burst into the world. And from our first breath, totally dependent on others for nurture, we're helpless, pure and innocent, eat, sleep and just be. This is signified by that first entry oak. We begin survival. Sometimes the fit or survival of the fittest. And this journey will enable fitness of life to all who make a shift in how we decide to live our lives when we mature. Before us now, a processing tree, an oak that shows we are young, we have become fearless, adventurous, excited to learn. It represents our early years, learning to walk, talk, interact, absorb good things. But there are so many beliefs imposed on us by our surroundings and the life we are living at that time. It's okay. We have no choice, no wisdom, just a little sponge of human energy. And as you're drifting into a deep, relaxed space, we're passing an oak that represents our youthful years. Experiment, maybe rebellion, poor decisions. But this oak is continuing to grow in spite of drawbacks. It gains maturity with the growing power of self-sustenance. Not quite yet the ability to choose, maybe, but an oak who can grow independently, still young enough to be led astray by other seedlings vying for dominance and influence. But that too will pass as the oak and we grow. Standing in this same avenue, there's an oak reflecting our early adult years. A little more mature, but still stunted somehow by the residue from where we came. Maybe being crowded by weeds and undergrowth, stifling and suffocating, just as things stifle and suffocate us. We have none of the confidence or tools to dig out, so we start flinging seeds with no regard. It's just about survival. Survival in the forest of life. But we're still strong, crowded. Change and growth is happening at an incredibly fast pace. But just as a forest, one careless spark and it is totally burned out, destroyed. The next oak on the avenue is and has survived all. It's older, wiser, in charge of its development, awesome. Scarred though, it has let all those weak branches wither and drop to make fertilizer for its roots. No good on the journey, but those mistakes are vital manure for the foundation of roots. The last tree, the changed, shifted, more adult oak, battle scarred, but independent, flourishing. A tree the whole avenue admires and looks up to, just doing as it should in its own way. Strong and old enough to shift when and if the elements threaten it. The tree quietly in its own time, away from dire influences, adjusts to make and keep its very own existence. Just to progress in peace, pulling from its roots its foundation, processing what it needs to mature more, and letting all things that have or will stunt more growth, just lets it seep into the atmosphere and away it can go. Just like I suspect from the falling leaves in autumn, releasing all to the earth. And as you have drifted into a light sleep now, or just relaxation, the brain calmed by just being bored by my voice, the monotony of the tone, it will sort out and do just what it needs. It can sort and file things you maybe in your conscious mind couldn't put aside. Trees have a time to shut down and be dormant. So shall you. So let's slowly come back along the avenue. The same planting of trees on the opposite side of the road. That stable avenue of oaks bordering your road of life. A crutch, support, helping. Back in your mind to your physical sat on that log. Just calmly looking at that magnificent avenue of trees that started from nothing, a seedling, spread forth those incredible roots, started its journey from a young seedling, a young tree, to just the same stages, or just the same stages that we did. Young, middle life, and then into maturity. And those oaks with maturity and wisdom give and have given for years an energy that is unspeakable and soothing in that place at Buckleberry Bladebone. But I am not there any longer, but that avenue of trees is in my heart and my head. I can see them now. Just solid, weathered all the things that have happened, but still beautiful. Just as human beings we want to be. So, if you're in that nice la-la land of ready to sleep, drift off. Healing is underway. You will sleep until you're ready to wake in the morning. If at any time you're ready to stir or wake, that can happen. But you will drift and enjoy this quiet time. Just drift off, relax in safety and peace. Good night.